Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Patrick Dineen is here. Patrick is an associate professor of political science. He's a new friend. By the way, he's a professor at Notre Dame University. I didn't finish that. And he is the author of a number of books, including The Odyssey of Political Theory, and a new book called Why Liberalism Failed. And I've asked him to join us to talk about that with us. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. It's hard to believe you can get a book finished these days with the weather we're having. biblical weather here. Exactly. We're having a 500-year flood in South Bend, Indiana.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Seems like it's raining all over the world. So I'm glad you're here, and I'm proud of you for your book. The book is called Why Liberalism Failed. Now, if you'd written that book 100 years ago, it would have had a different meaning, wouldn't it?
It might.
Liberal,
although I think
liberal,
actually,
the root word, liberal, 100 years ago, or maybe 140 years ago, maybe, something like that, that would have had a different connotation than today, right?
It certainly would, although I'm in the book, I'm trying to actually bring some of that connotation back in. So I am talking about the concept as it existed even 100 years ago. And part of what I'm suggesting is that, broadly speaking, the system that was begun by liberal philosophy is today failing in part
well,
because...
Patrick, before we talk about the failures, I want to talk about...
Yep.
Let's stick with the origins. So talk to us about what liberalism meant originally and why a whole lot of conservatives today, 125 or so years ago, would have called themselves liberals.
Yeah, I think that's right. Of course, I think most conservatives today are liberals, often without realizing
that's
it.
That's right. That's my point.
Right. So we could go back to the kind of the origins of liberalism and talk about philosophers like John Locke would be a good one to start with. And he had the idea that we should think about human beings in a kind of outside of the way we find them in society and think about how we would find them if they were in a condition, what he called the state of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of nature, we find human beings sort of not defined by who they're born from or where they're born or kind of their background, their religion. They're free and autonomous individuals. And that as free and autonomous individuals, we come together and we make decisions about whether or not we want to have a state, what kind of state we want to have, and it turns out the kind of state we should want is a limited government that protects our rights.
And this is
liberalism, right?
But the other thing is that John Locke said we should find people like you just described, but those people when they found other people would treat them the same way, and to me that. That treatment is what I'm thinking of as intellectual honesty. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's certainly right. I mean, one of the problems of the state of nature is that we tend not to treat, you know, we tend to fall into conflict and disagreement. Think about like a pickup basketball game, which you know, if you treat each other the way you should, you can get along. But at some point, you might have a disagreement, and the game might fall apart. And so Locke says we're going to need a referee. You're going to need somebody who's going to be able to make a call and not going to just choose one side. So the state comes in and kind of acts as a referee. And so that's why you have a kind of the idea that government comes into being by consent of the governed and that acts as a referee between what can be contesting parties.
Mm-hmm. So that's a state of being for human beings. But when you throw them into the political arena, people tend to choose sides. And as we move through history of America – we wound up having Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives. Now take us, in about a minute before we go to a break, take us up to the present day with regard to liberalism.
Well, what I find odd and ironic is that the creature that's imagined in the state of nature, this free and independent individual, this is actually not the kind of human being that existed in Locke's time or in the time of our founding fathers. These were people who were in families and in communities and in churches. And so you could say there was a way of wanting to imagine people in a way that was different. What's odd today is that we have a society in which people are increasingly like those people in the state of nature. People who aren't getting married, people who aren't having children, people who aren't joining churches. And so the weird thing is that liberalism now, the problem of liberalism in some ways is that we're too much like those beings in the state of nature, mm-hmm. and we need to become more embedded and think of ourselves more as creatures who are defined and kind of find our identity in family, through marriage, and with children. So liberalism has a kind of problem that it posits this image of the human person, and mm-hmm. then it actually realizes it.
One of the right. things that I've said is that one of the problems with liberalism is it doesn't have a job. And when we come back, I'm going to get you to comment on that after this break. Patrick Dineen, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Why Liberalism Failed. Stay with us. 22. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.